Hello and welcome again to another episode of the Barely Coherent Podcast. I'm Andrew here in Florida, and up in New York we've got
Bob in Brooklyn.
And tonight, Bob, what are we trying? Because again, I'm in the dark and I can't see anything.
As you often are. It's the BrewDog Hardcore IPA. It's a product of Scotland. It says here on the label that it's an explicit imperial ale.
What does that mean?
I don't know, actually. I'd have to read to see if the label actually gives any indications.
Aggressive BrewDog marketing, you know. We brew beer for ourselves, and if you don't like it, then fuck off kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's not
there. There goes so much for a family show.
We're gonna get hit by the iTunes people for being explicit again.
Yeah, no. Well, it's an explicit imperial ale, so it is 9.2%, so that makes it explicit to some degree.
Okay, I'm gonna open this up. Here we go.
All right.
Okay, did you hear that? Did you get the sound? Okay. Pouring.
That's a nice sound.
I think that's a good pouring sound.
I like that.
We got Ace pouring sound to that one.
Very attractive sound.
Now, before I pour it all out, I do a quick check for sediment. There is some. I'll swish it out. Swish out the sediment, and let's see what we got. We have, I'm looking again through the laptop light, and I see a very nice amber. Oh, lovely head on.
Yeah, very amber. In fact, yeah, gosh, it's almost got an orange tint to it, like a very not so much amber as in the red, but actually rather orange, as I say.
Now the smell is gorgeous. The aroma is fantastic.
Mmm, lovely. All right, let's give it a try.
Mm. Ooh, it's like a blanket. Wow.
Wow. That's.
It's like a bitter blanket across my tongue.
Yeah, and you say blanket almost like a Scotsman, by the way, when you said that. You did. You said blanket. It's really tasty, but it's a very alcoholic-y taste. Do you get that as well?
Yeah, it's very strong. I don't think it's out of balance. It's not like the alcohol is out of balance. Like sometimes you get those beers where, you know, you have just an alcohol element that's outrageously stronger than all of the other flavors. It's not that, but it is. You can definitely feel it's in there.
No, it's not. It's definitely not out of balance. It's got many of the usual characteristics of an IPA, which is very hoppy and very fruity. But it's got a very it's almost got a caramelly aftertaste.
But the hops are just insane. What's the hop combination in there? Does it say on the
label? Let me see.
Again, I have to ask you because I can't.
Yeah.
I'm lucky I can open the bottle and get into the glass.
Four hop cones willingly sacrifice themselves in fiery cauldron that is our brew kettle to ensure your mouth is left feeling punished and puckering for more. Doesn't indicate which four hop cones they were.
Puckering,
or if it's
indeed.
Just. Yeah. Wow. It's really nice, though.
It is very, very astringent on the tongue.
Mm-hmm. It is, actually. Mm. It is. And the roof of your mouth, as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as an aside, it's not really as an aside, but as a tangent. Of course, here in the United States,
IP. Isn't an aside, technically? Like, geometrically speaking, a tangent is an aside, isn't it?
I barely got through geometry in sophomore year of high school, so you tell me.
And still, you're pretty square.
I'm enjoying this IPA though quite a bit.
Yeah, I find it's a good sipping IPA.
Yeah.
I can't get through it quickly. It's really it demands a lot
of
attention.
It's kind of a bit of a pine cone, like a fresh pine cone essence to it, which is
It's got the pine cone. It's got some. Mm. It's got grapefruit pith in abundance in ridiculous amounts, and. I don't get any of that passion fruit that the BrewDog Punk.
I don't know. I haven't had that one.
But it's not that. This one is much more abrasive, much more
in your face, sort of as a BrewDog Hardcore IPA might suggest it would be. Right? I mean,
we got to wrap this up because I'm gonna be in editing hell for this. This is too long. Right. Well, thank you for listening.